हरे कृष्णा, कमिटमेंट इज द कॉम्प्लीमेंट ऑफ टैलेंट, नॉट इट्स रिप्लेसमेंट. अ कॉमन डिबेट इन द फील्ड ऑफ अचीवमेंट इज वेदर चैम्पियंस और जीनियसेस आर मेड और आर दे बॉर्न. आर जीनियसेस इज बॉर्न विद द टैलेंट और इज इट द कमिटमेंट दैट मेक्स देम जीनियसेस. Now the truth is, both are there. Now even those who are geniuses, they have to work hard. They have to practice and improve their skills. So they need commitment, but they also need some basic talent, a significant talent, not just basic, some sort of substantial talent, to rise to the heights that they have risen. The idea that, say, anyone can become the next Sachin Tendulkar. If they practice batting long enough, is refuted by the existence of thousands of wannabe Tendulkars who may have practiced as much as he has, but who have not become anywhere near that successful. So certainly even the talented require commitment, and even the less talented can by commitment improve from wherever they are to a higher level. But commitment cannot entirely take the place of talent. The Bhagavad Gita points to the innate diversity of talents among different people in society when it states that actually Shreyan Swadharmo Viguna Paradharmat Swanushtitat Swadharme Nidhanam Shreya Paradharmo Bhayavaha. So 3.35, it says Shreyan Swadharmo Vigunaha, that it is better to do your own dharma even if Viguna, even if it is not all that, it doesn't seem all that glamorized. Paradharmat Swanushtitat, better to do rather than to do somebody else's dharma. Swadharme Nidhanam Shreya, better to meet with destruction while doing one's own dharma than Paradharmo Bhayavaha, other's dharma is dangerous. So what this means is, based on social glamorization of particular careers or based on our circumstantial perception of based on a circumstantial perception of how easy or how difficult certain careers are, we may start thinking, better let me give up this and let me try that out. But we need to look at ourselves, recognize that we all have different talents, and we try to become copycat of someone else who is very successful or someone else is very glamorized, we may just set ourselves up for failure and frustration, because we are just different persons and we cannot become like them. We can have role models, but we cannot entirely become like anyone. So therefore, the Bhagavad Gita encourages us within the Varnashram system to look at our own inner talents, inner strengths, and develop them steadily. Thus, we can grow in our life and move onwards. So, having said this, actually, we can get a glimpse of the human-divine relationship even in the field of material achievements. We can see that different people have different talents. And if they come up with some stupendous achievements, we can see that as a combination of the human divine, as a result of the human divine partnership. God has given them those gifts, so we recognize the hand of God over there, and they have also worked hard. So God has given them the talent and they have put in the commitment, so we recognize their hard work also, and thus we see the human divine partnership in the realm of worldly achievements also. And then that human divine partnership is at the heart of bhakti, where we have some little devotion in our heart and we get Krishna's grace. So we have to put in the effort and Krishna gives his grace, and by that combination all of us can attain success. And unlike talent, which some of us may have, some of us may not have, devotion is something which all of us can have because it is the nature of our soul, and all of us can nourish it through commitment. And thus we can attain the supreme achievement of eternal ecstatic love for Krishna and attainment of his abode. Thank you. Hare Krishna.